This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Good day, good day, good day. How are you, phenomenal one? This is, again, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I'm here with the new series. This is a launch series, and it's really a call to action. So this is the road to 96 hours. 96 hours is your Bob Black Marathon TV, and it is developed and presented to you by the Black Economic and Entrepreneurship Development Conference and Expo, the BEEDC. Now, I am as chairperson and chief strategist for the Urban Tech Fair. We've partnered with Unite for Action to produce the BEEDC. And the BEDC, we launched virtually with our flagship show, Beyond Talk with Faith Moore McKinney, and it's on every second and fourth Tuesday, 9:30 Eastern Standard, and that is 6:30 Pacific Time here on Master Griot Radio. We are working on a software solution. The BEEDC, our tagline is Beyond Talk, where immersive learning, innovation, and product development meet. In conferences, we definitely want to learn. But with the BEEDC, the difference is we focus more on intensive. Instead of jumping all around, getting a little bit of 1,000 different things, we get you to select a track and focus on building yourself in that track so you can really be at a different level. You can measure your benefits of being there, and you have real tools to implement to actually move your business forward, your community forward. The other thing about the BEEDC, it addresses the whole ecosystem. So about entrepreneurship, when it comes to Black entrepreneurship, there's some unique things. One of the biggest things we need to do with entrepreneurship outside of developing viable businesses is the audience. And sometimes the least audience a Black business may have are African Americans. Now, sometimes that may be relevant because maybe the business isn't a business where African Americans are the audience. 90% of the time, though, it is a lack of African-Americans supporting Black business. And some of these reasons aren't necessarily because they won't. Now, the Willie Lynchism, the mental slavery, have us always speaking negative about ourselves and about businesses, and it just is automatic inference. If it's Black, it's poor quality. I can have said from personal experience, I have been seeing this attitude change. And one of the biggest drivers right now of a change in attitude and action is the Black Lives Matter movement. when all the things that have been going on in our community, we're really getting fed up and we really understand we don't deserve it. We're not bad. And I think we're finally getting that picture. And we are becoming strategic in our activism. The Black Lives Matter movement has been so pivotal to that because they began, you know, just all over the place. Then the elders came in and realized, these young people are really doing something. And they gave some instructions. And what's so great, the instructions, they listened. So before we move on, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
That grace founded on 2/3 a person. Great things and beatings and suffering and worsened. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage founded on blatant denial. Sweet economic subsistence survival. Deafening silence and social control. Black rage is founded on wounds in the soul. When the dogs bite, when the bees sting, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember all these kinds of things, and then I don't fear so bad. Black race founded, fed us self-hatred, lies and abuse. While we waited and waited, spiritual treason is grid and its cages. Black rage is founded on these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on training and training, threatening your freedom to stop you complaining, poisoning your water while they say it's raining.
Alrighty, we're back. All righty. We just listened to Black Rage by Lauryn Hill, and the show opened with Polymath, and that's by Anthony Stewart. And you can find Anthony Stewart's Polymath on Bandcamp. So just look up Anthony Stewart, Polymath, and Black Rage. I'm not sure if that's being sold, but definitely I found it on SoundCloud, and you can download it for free, and that's by Lauryn Hill. So I played that just to, you know, just kind of reiterate how we've been feeling. I think she just articulated that so well. And I'm just so proud of how we've been responding as a community into strategic structured movement. And supporting black businesses is definitely about economics. But economics is not just green money. It's the issue of resources. And we don't realize, honestly, we have everything we need inside of our community. And I think by being slaves and being told what you can't do, when we had the opportunity, when integration came, we flocked to prove what we can do and to go where they said we couldn't go before. We were so happy to be there that we abandoned our own communities and our own businesses. And we've still been in kind of a constant proving mode, like, you know, if I get enough money, you can look through these reality shows, like if I have all of this money, I got all of this glitz and glamour, then you'll give me respect and you will honor me. But we know that doesn't make it. So we have to respect ourselves. It's hard to get outside respect when you don't respect yourself. So it's about really cleaning up our own. We're asking to be properly policed and to be treated fairly, which definitely we should. We're asking to be educated fairly, which definitely we should, with public dollars because we pay taxes. But, I mean, these are some serious hurdles. And these are, you know, I think a lot of things we focus on, really, the issues really, again, are economics. When they ended slavery, they put a serious dent in an economic engine for the one percenters. So you, and they want their profit back. They want to keep retaining that profit. So they're finding all kind of ways. And we get caught up in these little things. So what is just necessary for us is to really learn how to support our own communities. And that's from supporting our businesses, our organizations. We need to learn how to be creative and innovative in educating ourselves. Let's leverage technology. That's what the urban tech here is for. That's our part. Say, hey, let's leverage technology. We got the brightest minds in the universe that are blessed to be connected with the urban tech sphere. We are a phenomenal people. And so whatever we need, we already have. We have in our own existing resources. We have to stop looking outside of ourselves for what we need, and let's come together in unity. So just to say that, with the road to 96 hours, what we are doing, what we need you to do, what we're looking to all do together, is to provide one stop for people to shop with black-owned businesses from Black Friday through Cyber Monday. That's the marathon. 96 straight hours of buying black in one place. That's shop96hours.com. Right now we're building the site out, and we need your help in finishing it because we need your information. We want to showcase our community. We are not looking to reinvent the wheel. The BEEDC does not want to develop a business directory. There's no need. There are so many phenomenal business directories out there. The problem is, not enough of us know about it. We have not yet penetrated. There's not one directory that has even penetrated 1% of the market. So the bottom line is, when you go to the everyday person, and I'm a marketing and business strategist, and I do this on a daily, they do not know one place to go to find a significant number of black-owned businesses where their support will make an impact. You know, first of all, people need a diversity of businesses because we have a diversity of needs in order to support. Unfortunately, in 99% of our communities, rarely can we go outside our door and find a black-owned business. So now we really need the internet. We need really need to leverage and directories to help us discover these businesses. But if we don't know if they exist, because, I mean, most people don't need to put black-owned in their name. And so this is what's important. So what we want to do in 96 hours is this first call, our first line of defense are black business directories, black business membership organizations, your professional organizations, your memberships are all black businesses, and by black movements. We need you guys to be the first line of defense. So what we're doing, we're reaching out to you first, and we want each one of you to secure a four-hour programming slot. Because this is by Black Marathon TV. Remember, this is going to be live stream, and so people can watch it even while they're out on foot, because you know they're going to be out on foot. They can just, you know, click on their phone and find a business to shop with. They may even discover that business is right in their neighborhood. We want our brick and mortars participating. They can stream right from their location and tell people to come down. And we have some great education to go along with all of this. But our first line of defense are our black business directories, black business membership organizations, and Buy Black movements. We need you first to secure 4-hour programming slots. So we have 23 four-hour programming slots available. There's 23 four-hour programming slots. First thing we want you to do, anyone listening, everyone listening, no matter if you're a directory or not, we want you to go to subscribe. That's SUBSCRIBE dot shop 96, the number 96, hours, H-O-U-R-S, dot com. So go to subscribe dot shop 96 hours dot com. You go there and you sign up and you indicate your area. So indicate if you're a black-owned business, if you're a directory, if you're an advocate, if you buy black, if you're part of the press, just indicate who you are. This is not your area of interest. We want to indicate who you are so that we can then send you the relevant information. Now, for our black directories and membership organizations and all, we are asking you, the registration fee is only $99. You only need 50% to get it all started because we know we have a short amount of time. So, and what our really concern is that we make this happen, that we find this one central place, and we give some information for people who are really seeking. I have experienced more people willing to buy black. They just don't, quote, know how to navigate and find them. And even me, I've been in it for years. But that one central place is really hard. So, and we do have some great directories out here. And we already have one of them. Well, I said we have 23. I'm sorry. We're down to 22 available direct programming slots because Toluco was the first to sign up. So we had Toluco, which is one of your black business directories, and you can go to toluco.com and check them out. But then one of our first directories to secure a four-hour programming slot. So that leaves us with 22 slots. The BEDC, we have a slot for ourselves in the showcase of sponsors. And right now we have some wonderful sponsors, and sponsorship is extremely affordable. So if you even want to be a sponsor, it's really, you know, inexpensive. Again, like we said, right now our focus is on making sure this happens and not profit. You know, because we know we will profit in the long run. When this launches, we will all profit. Our 2017 will be glorious. So the focus is making sure that we have one stop for everyone to shop. And we need you directories to secure your spot now. and it's only $99 to register. So subscribe, let us know who you are. We get the information right back to you. And then businesses, if you're a business, that's great. Also, you know, indicate your black-owned business. What we're going to do, we're going to refer you to directories. So what you do, you get a hold of those directories, or if you're already part of a directory, you may tell your directory, hey, we need to be part of this movement. And you make sure you be the first to secure a slot, because our directories will have probably around 14, 15 available 15-minute slots. It's technically 16, but again, they probably want to use a segment for themselves. So these will be segments. The other one is producers. We need producers. If you're used to producing videos, television, cable, or series, any, if you're used to working with a treatment, and everyone who are producers, you'll know what treatments are. We need producers. We need you to come aboard. And we need a list in case our directories, all of our directories don't know producers. So what we need you to do is to come aboard, and they will secure your services. And we're asking you to be, you know, we're like kind of setting the fees. We're asking people to charge these nominal fees so that we can make sure everyone can afford it and everything happens. But it still will be, you know, worth your time. And we have great ways to acknowledge your participation and to drive traffic to you. So, again, businesses and producers, please also subscribe at subscribe.shop96hours.com. We also need you all to subscribe. And so now businesses, you get a 15-minute segment, which actually works out to maybe about 13 and a half minutes of programming, which is really a great amount of time. And then we're going to teach you how to focus in on the messaging. So we all play a part so that we all can do our ultimate best. So we want our businesses and our directories, we want you guys to focus in on your messaging. Directories, you need to get, in order to be super successful, you don't just need business members, you need an audience who comes and search for businesses to your directories. So this is really important for you, so that you can provide value to your membership. And 96 hours allows you to provide an unprecedented value. We want our businesses to be able to focus in on the messaging. That is why we say secure a producer who can work the technical aspect. And then you can focus in on the audience, drive an audience, and your messaging. And we're going to tell you also how do you best capitalize, and then how you can get measured responses. You want to be able to measure a response. So part of our marketing, we are going to be using some great mobile marketing. So great with, you know, texting and all, because we know our audience, most of our audience interacts with the internet via mobile. So we're going to be doing a lot of great mobile marketing, great things with texting, so that you can measure, and campaigns you can become part of. So you have your campaigns, you can measure, you can generate leads, and, you know, we're going to show you how to focus in as businesses to focus in on just a couple areas. You don't need to give them the whole kit and caboodle. Because, mind you, your audience right now, they're out at the busiest holiday shopping time where everybody told them there's all these great sales, all these great sales, great sales, come here, come here, come here, we got these great sales. So they're running all around trying to get these deals. While they're working to get these deals, we're working to bring them in like, hey, we know you got a budget. Spend some of it with a black-owned business. That's our messaging to them. Spend some of it with a black-owned business. So we're hitting the ground. So while there'll be online advertising, we will be sending out postcards to all our directories to get them out in your cities. And anyone who wants, we'll send out postcards for you to distribute in your city, because this is groundwork. This is the everyday person on the ground who are driving online. So this is just the start of the road to 96 hours. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, a co-producer of the Black Economic and Entrepreneurship Development Conference, chairperson and chief strategist for the Urban Tech Fair, And I am founder and CMO for Taylor Adams Marketing and Management. So this is an idea that I've architect for the BEEDC. And again, it is just simply to make us more efficient and to ensure that we're the willing, while it's so super willing right now, that we have eyes on our black business directories, and our black business directories are serving great value to their business memberships. Again, go to subscribe.shop96hours.com. And if you have any questions, again, you can call in right now. We're streaming for another 3 minutes. After that, we may be around for maybe another 10 minutes. But you need to call in the next 3 minutes to 646-716-7994. Our sponsors. Let me make sure I mention our sponsors for 96 hours. It's the Vet Angel VC. And we have Nubian Tours, a.k.a. Historical Tours and Travel. And we have eBiz Travel. So they are our current sponsors. More sponsors are welcomed. We're looking for black business directories, black business membership organizations, and by black movements, as well as black businesses, producers, people who have experience producing videos, TV segments, cable segments, web series. Yes, experience in producing and working with treatments, structuring treatments. So, again, that's go to subscribe.shop96hours.com. So before we roll out, and we're going to come right back, well, what we're going to do, we're going to roll out. We're going to roll out on our motivator. I consider this a motivator. It's Lamar Anthony Hills from his album Black Male. It's called Poetry for a Living. So this motivates our entrepreneurs, should motivate you as an entrepreneur, and this should motivate us to get this done. So we look for you on the other side, and we will be back. We have an online press conference directory, so you want to make sure that you're going to be part of the press conference. So please, register today. First subscribe, and we'll get your registration form to you. The press conference will be on November 10th, Thursday, November the 10th. We'll have an online press conference announcing all of our participating businesses, business directory sponsors, and letting everyone know how they can access 96 hours. So here we go, and we're going to roll out on. I apologize. If you need to call, you can reach us at 1-877-552-7012, extension 2 for the BEEDC, and you may also reach me on extension 1111. It'll let you know everything you need to do. That's 1-877-552-7012. That's toll free. Just give us a call if you have any questions. And you can also email 96hours at BEEDC or BEEDconference. .org. That's BEEDconference.org. You can email any questions or anything that you have. We look forward to hearing from you soon. And here is Poetry for a Living by Anthony Lamar Hill from his album, Black Male.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird. Like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy because they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk. Jumping in with both feet because the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never going to be perfect. But only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is 2 doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is where it is born. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is 1 part heart, 4 parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.